will respond firmly to the United States if it becomes directly involved in Israel's military campaign. Trump advisors appear split on that. ABC's Perry Russum.
U.S. and Israeli intelligence appear to differ on their assessment of Iran's capabilities. Israel claims Tehran is closer to a nuclear weapon, while U.S. assessments say Iran is several months to 1 year away from a deliverable bomb.
A nighttime attack by Russia on Ukraine has killed 15, most in Kyiv, which saw its deadliest attack yet. Gazans lining up for flour encountered bullets by Israel. The Gaza Health Ministry reporting 51 killed, Israel acknowledging several casualties and saying it will investigate. The Fed wraps up its meeting on interest rates today, expected to keep them where they are. The Stanley Cup trophy will stay where it is in Florida. Panthers win in six. Sam Bennett is the MVP. This is ABC News. Members of Congress are meeting today about politically motivated shootings, like the ones in Minnesota. ABC's Rick Klein on the difficulty of the problem.
It's not practical to have round-the-clock security for every state lawmaker or every member of Congress. We're talking about thousands upon thousands of people who do live pretty everyday lives. They get in their car, they get on flights to commute to Washington. So there isn't an easy solution. And again, I think there is a realization that this is bigger than any political party or a problem that's only faced by members of a political party. But that doesn't mean that everyone is going to respect that in the moment. And we've seen people seem to say something that they may later regret for the politically tinged nature of it.
We've got a hurricane warning now on Mexico's Pacific coast. Tropical Storm Eric is intensifying. Top sustained wind of 65 miles an hour. The path could take it right over Acapulco, which got devastated in October 2023 by Hurricane Otis. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 15th at 11:58 a.m., the Surrey County Dispatch Center received a call reporting a man with a gun at a residence located on Sun and Snow Road in the town of Round Lake. The caller, who was caretaking for the homeowner's dogs at the residence, reported an unknown male occupant inside the residence who claimed he resided there. The caller also reported that the unknown male was in possession of a handgun and an AR-15-style rifle. Surrey County deputies responded to the location and made limited contact with the individual. During a brief conversation, he told the deputy that he had recently taken ownership of the residence and refused to answer any questions. Through further investigation, it was determined that he was not the current owner of the property. Numerous attempts of negotiating with the suspect to cooperate and come out of the residence failed. After nearly 27 hours, SWAT teams deployed multiple rounds of chemical agents into the residence. The suspect exited the residence and was taken into custody without further incident. The suspect was identified as Michael D. Olson, 62, of Hayward, who was arrested on charges of burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, resisting or obstructing an officer, and resisting by refusing to comply. He is currently being held in the Sawyer County Jail awaiting a bail hearing. The Surrey County Sheriff's Office was assisted by SWAT teams from Washburn, Burnett, Rusk, Barron, and Marathon counties, along with the City of Superior. Also assisting during the incident were the State of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Town of Round Lake Fire Department, Town of Hayward Fire Department, LCO Fire Department, and Sawyer County Emergency Medical Services. Saturday, June 21st, from 3 to 7 p.m., it's the Northwoods Community Credit Union's Member Appreciation Day. They invite you to join them as they celebrate 70-plus years of providing financial security and outstanding service for their members. There's going to be free food, music, and drinks. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 21st from 3 to 7 p.m. over at the Butternut Area Park at 532 Michigan Street in Butternut. Prescription labels include more than just your name and dosage. Brittany Merlot tells us they also list key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of meds.
One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one. And
that's Olivia Bishop, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
At Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, they stand out reliable service and hometown values. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. And now through June 30th, take $500 off any new or used vehicle with exclusive Marthaler discounts, $500 military salute, $500 educator discount, $500 trade-in assistance, and $500 first responder discount. Combine up to two offers plus factory incentives for huge savings. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or shop now at Minocqua. AquaCars.com. Our dollar Chevrolet, where hometown meets value.
Beginning with this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, it's going to be dairy from here on out. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. That's the word from Janet Keller, General Manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days.
Absolutely, and we don't always want to just focus on large operations because certainly our industry has changed drastically. I'm old enough, Pam, you know me. I've been around the block and I'm old enough to remember that it takes all types of dairies. There are a lot of smaller acreage operations, smaller animal unit operations, and we want to make sure we have something for all of them to see and witness and perhaps adapt back home.
Janet Keller, General Manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Clinton Farms in Waupaca County will host the annual event August 5th through the 7th. This is actually the third time that the Clinton family will host Wisconsin's largest outdoor agriculture event. Take a look at some of the details. WIFarmTechDays.org.
65 years ago, Bob Steffes built a legacy, one auction at a time. Today, Steffes Group carries on that tradition, delivering trusted service with integrity you expect. From the first conversation to the final bid, we're more than an auction company. We're your partner in sharing your legacy, because here, handshake still means something. Visit steffesgroup.com right now for information on auctions in your area, nationwide, and to find a local representative near you. That's steffesgroup.com.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about beef production in Wisconsin and what's happening now, the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association inviting you to their summer production tour. This year it's going to be on Saturday, June 28th, and it's going to feature farms in southeast Wisconsin. The first stop will be Adams Land and Cattle near Lake Geneva. It's a fourth-generation family farm with about 1,500 crop acres, around 180 head of cattle. They raise primarily Angus, Charley, crossbred beef, and dairy cross calves. The next stop will be the DeLong Company in Clinton. 6 generations of agribusiness folks there that are focused in on grain management. If you want to see all the details, go to WisconsinCattlemen.com under their events tab. Again, the date, Saturday, June 28th. And that's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game 2 of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But, you know, credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds, some patchy fog overnight, and a few showers out there as well. Morning low temperatures dropping into the mid-50s. On Wednesday, more shower chances, clouds, some fog. High temperatures in the afternoon warming to the upper 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Country.
Any man of mine better be proud of me. Even when I'm ugly, he still better love me. And I can be late for a date, that's fine, but you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
They say love is more precious than gold, it can't be bought and it can't be sold. I got love enough to spare that makes me a millionaire. I got shine down
Chris Stapleton on 98Q Country. That was Millionaire. We heard from Shania Twain to start the hour. After that, top of the hour news, weather, and sports. And the Farm Report from Pam Yonke right about 6 a.m. every weekday morning. Great here yet again to not be Joel today. He's still on vacation, will remain so throughout the week. And today is going to be a fun one. Not necessarily because Joel is gone. That was not a well-structured series of sentences. But that said, it is reality radio today, and we have an absolutely jam-packed day. We will be talking to all kinds of people, and I managed to make the list disappear. But I know we've got folks from Pure Earth Worm Farm, the Girls Night Out over in Phillips. Who else? I've got like eight people. We're talking to Kendra over at Embrace. Forgive me if you are on the list and I'm forgetting you. I just seriously somehow managed to click away from it. If I hit back a bunch of times, will that get me to... No, that never... Hitting back a bunch of times, even if I started where I need to be, it just never... That's not fair, you know? I know I started where I want to get to, and then just clicked a couple places, and somehow I can't find what I'm looking for. Well, anyway, we've got a lot of awesome guests. I'm going to just swing the microphone over here. There we go. Cool. Today is the 18th of June. We've got Wednesday Night Live to kick off reality radio at about 8:15 today. Then we'll be talking to the crew with the Masonic Golf Outing, Pure Earth Worm Farm, Kendra at Embrace, the crew over at Czech Fest, the Czech Slovak Fest. I also have Girls Night Out. Big G will be in with a special guest to talk about the Kennan truck pull. And finally, Jeff from St. Croix will be talking about the Customer Appreciation Day over there, which many of you know translates to discounted St. Croix rod fishing gear and a lot of other cool opportunities, often some great times beyond just spending a bunch of money like I do on fishing stuff. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. I've got stuff that I haven't even touched in my tackle box. I've been good this year, though. I've been good this year. I'll tell you what, when I was working there, I had a rough time because, you walk past a lot of things you just don't have in the tackle box every day. I'm a recovering tackle addict. That said, I still throw a lot of it into the water and manage to get it stuck on logs and stuff. So eventually we'll still need to replace it. I know they'll get me eventually, but we'll talk to Jeff today, later, to finish up reality radio. A jam-packed and fun time on reality radio, starting, of course, at 8 o'clock. Me, until then, maybe a little bit of Austin Brume. If anybody pops up, if Big G pops up early today, maybe we'll chat with him a little bit. But he is on the schedule anyway. Twice an hour, news, sports, weather, and a whole bunch of country music, of course. Looking at the news, of course, the big story, the Iran-Israel conflict, which looks increasingly like it may become the Iran-Israel-U.S. conflict. A lot of war-based or war-related assets moving that direction. Apparently, military personnel, U.S. military personnel in the region now totals about 40,000. What kind of freaked me out, I'm just looking at the basic headlines of this, and maybe this is standard and I just didn't pay attention to it before. I have to acknowledge that. Is this something that's new and scary, or was I just not looking before and it's always been there? That's a question I think I've got to ask myself more often. But regardless, there's a lot of info about U.S. Military assets, like just in the basic headlines, like including Carrier Strike Group 2 destroyers to help with missile defense, and then that mention of troop total in 40,000 area. And apparently U.S. involvement would probably include this very specific bunker buster bomb, which Israel does not possess, and that's how we know the U.S. is like, where did all this info come from? I feel like, I don't know, and I'm not at all being political. It's just, there's a weird amount of info in these headlines. It just kind of, that said, maybe it's one of those things where this info is kind of, it postures us well for it to be out. If there's anything I don't know squat about, it's war generally. I'm incredibly ignorant about it, but that said, the headlines are all about it, so expect to hear plenty of it. You know my style, though. If you listen to the afternoon show, I generally lean away from those things, which you're going to hear anyway. So we'll have some fun today looking back at today's date in history. We'll hit reality radio like a bus, talking to folks in the area about what matters most to each and every one of us here in the Park Falls area and beyond it. Special shout out to everybody listening to 98Q from beyond the reach of the radio station, wide as it is. I know some of you are listening through the Civic Media app and through the website 98qcountry.com. I'm not going to say you're cooler than everybody listening on a radio, but you are pretty neat in that very special way. Catch the free Civic Media app if you'd like 98Q Country in your pocket. Let's get the day rolling. Keep it rolling. Weather coming up next. News, sports, all the good stuff, and a quick word from sponsors. I'll see you on the other side of some other country music, too, since we are indeed 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's UN ambassador says today he has conveyed to Washington it will respond firmly to the United States if it becomes directly involved in Israel's military campaign. Trump advisors appear split on that. ABC's Perry Russum.
U.S. and Israeli intelligence appear to differ on their assessment of Iran's capabilities. Israel claims Tehran is closer to a nuclear weapon, while U.S. assessments say Iran is several months to 1 year away from a deliverable bomb.
A nighttime attack by Russia on Ukraine has killed 15, most in Kyiv, which saw its deadliest attack yet. Gazans lining up for flour encountered bullets by Israel. The Gaza Health Ministry reporting 51 killed, Israel acknowledging several casualties and saying it will investigate. The Fed wraps up its meeting on interest rates today, expected to keep them where they are. The Stanley Cup trophy will stay where it is in Florida. Panthers win in six. Sam Bennett is the MVP. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
A 52-year-old Rudolph man is expected to be charged with his ninth operating while intoxicated offense following a welfare check on June 13th. Michael Neiman is currently in custody on a $7,500 cash bond. Around 9:30 p.m. on June 13th, a deputy responded to an intersection near Rudolph for an occupied vehicle parked in the road, located on Marsh Road near Elm Road. The deputy said the driver, later identified as Neiman, was sleeping in the driver's seat. The deputy also noticed a 1.75-liter bottle of vodka in the center console and then knocked on the window, waking the driver up. The man opened the vehicle's door, and the deputy said he was overcome by the smell of alcohol. Court documents state Neiman was unable to perform field sobriety tests due to balance concerns, and a breathalyzer showed a result of 0.243. Reminder, the legal limit is only 0.08. Neiman was convicted of 8 previous OWIs, his first offense occurring in 1995. Initial appearance is set for Friday. Monday, June 23rd from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., there's free yoga in the park at Lionite Park. This is for all bodies, abilities, and ages, and you can learn and practice yoga postures to shift stress, anxiety, and panic, quick and easy breathing techniques to use anywhere and anytime, being fully present in the moment, and you can connect with others in your community. Beginners are very welcome, and step-by-step guidance will be provided. No registration is needed, although it is recommended to bring a towel, blanket, or yoga mat, and to wear comfortable clothes that are easy to move in. Please remember to bring a water bottle as well. If you have any questions, you can contact Embrace at 800-924-0556. Once again, this is taking place Monday, June 23rd from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. over at 585 County Road H in Phillips. Wolves in Wisconsin may or may not remain on the endangered list and could spark a statewide hunt. Brittany Merlot explains.
Conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. And over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But, you know, credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the eighth, and followed that up with a two-run homer in the ninth, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Camp Holiday Campground in Boulder Junction is a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find miles and miles of paved bike trails, marked county highway and ATV trails, fishing, kayaking, a clean sandy beach with a huge trampoline for swimming, super clean shower houses, a laundromat, a campground lodge for additional supplies, ice, pizza, and ice cream. Come for the week, come for the weekend, or come for a season. They welcome everyone from tenting, RVs, or motorhomes. Don't have one? Heck, they'll rent you one of their campers, park models, and new to the campground, sleeping cabins. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods to set up camp and make amazing memories where you'll go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for rate information or to reserve your spot. Camp Holiday on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction, Wisconsin.
If you have summer plans, then make Macy's Summer Style Sale your first stop. That's because you'll find amazing deals on exactly what you need to make any summer occasion feel like a getaway. Whether you're headed to the beach or your friend's backyard, we're talking matching sets, airy linen, swimsuits, cover-ups, and so much more for 25 to 50% off. Yeah, up to half off. So no matter where you're going, head to the Summer Style Sale starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck. And she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes. But when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds and patchy fog overnight and a few showers out there as well. Morning low temperatures dropping into the mid-50s. On Wednesday, more shower chances, clouds, some fog. High temperatures in the afternoon warming to the upper 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Indeed, indeed. It's looking about 52, 53 as the sun is starting to hit the back of the thermometer. That's going to raise a little bit and hopefully become more and more accurate on a day with a high near 80 in the area. A lot of fog out there as I was driving in about 45 minutes ago. I'm guessing that's going to have disappeared pretty soon. But if you know of a low spot where fog does accumulate, keep your eyes out there. It was pretty thick. I did drop a couple miles an hour just to be safe. I always worry about that one deer that just decides fog is the right place and right now is the right time to jump out. Some local info for you early before we get to reality radio. We've got baseball in town tonight. The Phillips Phenoms and the Butternut Bulldogs head-to-head at Armstrong Field right here in Park Falls. First pitch, 6 p.m. Full concession stand, brats, burgers, and... boy, did I read this right? Full concession stand, brats and burgers, and free beer until we run out. Free admission. I'm reading that as read. Enjoy responsibly. Yeah, enjoy responsibly. Those are words you just don't read very often. But yeah, baseball tonight. Phillips Phenoms, Butternut Bulldogs, Armstrong Field, 6 p.m. And a whole lot more fun besides, courtesy of Big G. I'm sure he'll weigh in on that, give us some more details when he's on later today to talk about the truck pull. Big G will be on about 9:30, talk about the Kennan truck pull with a guest beyond that. As I mentioned earlier in the hour, all kinds of fantastic guests. Wednesday Night Live, Masonic Golf, Pure Earth, Worm Farm, and many, many more. I've got 7 guests today, which is, we've got 6 reality radio time slots. Normally, we're flexible about it, but we've got 7 today, so we'll have a little bit, a little bit of organized chaos. Right now, though, let's get back to a little bit of country music, and not too long, we'll take a peek back at today's date in history, looking back to when, well, for some of you, your childhood was kind of born on today's date back in the late 40s, and for others, you'll enjoy that some trouble was made on today's date in history, the kind of trouble you can get behind. First, though, what we can all get behind, a little bit of Dan and Shay up next on 98Q.
98Q Country.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all that. Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave.
Country. are coming and they go. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain, like lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home run ball, like a whiskey shot at last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going gone.
I'm standing, yeah, for all the world to see. Oh, baby, that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm jaded. Swore I'd never compromise. Oh, but you convinced me otherwise. I'll do anything you please. You see, in all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world, and it's worth so perfectly. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. We'll be right back.
strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shaving. I don't have a bottle now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shaving.
Country.
Well, summer is underway, and moms and dads everywhere are already hearing those two dreaded words. I'm bored. Especially if you have younger children, you may be wondering how you're going to keep everybody busy until school starts again. The first thing you might want to try is talking to other parents who have children the same age. Maybe a group of you could take turns hosting get-togethers each week where your children can play or do simple arts and crafts together. You could also get your children and their friends together for story times at the library or vacation Bible school at a local church, or visit museums in the area. Of course, most children will want to play video games, and if you're not careful, your kids will spend a summer's worth of beautiful days in front of a screen. And that's why it's probably wise to limit how much time they have with electronics each day, including television. But be ready, because your kids might complain even more about their boredom. So line up some other activities they might enjoy, such as art, cooking, or sports. And finally, you might try this. When your children remind you that there's nothing to do, let them discover on their own new ways to stay busy. Good parenting doesn't require you to entertain your kids night and day. In fact, you won't be doing them any favors if you try. Allow them to use their imaginations and create their own fun. For more tips to help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Focus on the Family, brought to you in the 6 o'clock hour every weekday here at 98Q Country. Now taking a peek back at today's date in history. I've got three for you. Looking back at today's date, the 18th of June, of course, but go back to 1858. Charles Darwin received a paper from one of his colleagues, a guy who, at least until today, I had not heard of. His name was Alfred Russel Wallace. And I think I haven't heard of Alfred Russel Wallace because Darwin has overshadowed him a bit in that they were working on the same thing. They were working on theories of evolution, and Wallace had identical conclusions to Charles Darwin, that life changed over time and that we could look back in certain ways and see that. And so when Darwin saw that one of his colleagues had a very well-founded and written paper that agreed almost perfectly with Darwin's own conclusions, That prompted Darwin to say, all right, let's publish what I've got. Clearly, I've got some agreement. It basically gave him the confidence he needed to publish his theory of evolution, the evolution of species, of course. But anyway, today's date also, but 1873, here's a troublemaker that I think you can get behind. Susan B. Anthony was fined on today's date in 1873, $100. In 1873, that's a lot of money, I feel like. How much was $100 worth in 1873? I'm going to get an inflation calculator going, but in the meantime, Susan B. Anthony fined $100 that day for attempting to vote in the 1872 presidential election. Of course, women wouldn't be given the right to vote in this country until almost 50 years later. So, let's see. In June, how far back will this let me go? This will only let me go to 1913, but let's say, yeah. So in June of 1913, $100 was worth about $3,200 today. That may or may not accurately reflect at all what it would have been worth in 1872, but you get the idea. They fined her a bunch of money for doing something that was legal not 50 years later. Finally, today's date, but 1948. That was the day that Columbia Records introduced the long-playing record album. LPs came about today in a public demo at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. Those vinyls you know best were born on today's date in 1948. Let's finish up a quick word from sponsors we bring you every day after Focus on the Family. We've looked back at today's date in history. To kick off the 7 o'clock hour, frankly, I have no idea. I'm going to go digging for some fun to have, and fun we will have on 98Q. After all of this, and top of the hour news, weather, and sports coming up at 7 o'clock.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center in Phillips is helping you gear up for the fall hunting seasons. Buy any new shotgun, rifle, or handgun priced at $500 or more from their in-stock inventory and receive a $50 gift card to use on your next visit. Choose from manufacturers such as Winchester, Savage, Mossberg, and TriStar in all the popular rifle calibers and shotgun gauges. This promotion runs through July 6, 2025. Get your best selection now at Bader Sports Center right next to Pick and Save Highway 13 in Phillips.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
98Q Country.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now and share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. Will always be the mirror.
makes my life complete. And as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. And if along the way we find the day it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. In all a love as true as mine.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Multiple sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented a range of options by his national security team that he's considering, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Iran warns that U.S. involvement could bring an all-out war in the region. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The New York Times reports Iran is preparing missiles for potential retaliatory attacks on U.S. bases. In the meantime, Iran firing more ballistic missiles at Israel overnight. Iran's missile stockpile may be dwindling. Some analysts estimate Tehran may have fewer than 1,000 medium-range missiles left. And Israel now says it's neutralized one-third of Iran's missile launchers.
The East Coast will be under a life-threatening heat wave next week, mid-90s to low 100s, and it won't cool down much overnight. A hurricane's expected to form today in the Pacific off Costa Rica, eyeing Acapulco,